Hello and welcome to Recalculating with the GPS Girl. And this is a special pit stop recording for dealing with recalculating at times when things are really not going how we would have expected them. And, you know, we've just all been dealing with the effects of Hurricane Sandy here in the tri-state area. And it's meant that a lot of us are feeling completely overwhelmed because it's a bit like having had a lost week, a week that just got taken up with so many basics and survival and recovery and shock in many cases. So the whole infrastructure being shut down, the just huge list of basic things we're used to having together in our daily routine were missing. So I really want to start out by saying that I want everyone to take a big deep breath together and let it out, because this is an extremely challenging time and it's an extremely unusual situation for us to be in. Now, often we are overwhelmed in our business lives and in our personal lives for having so much to do, having too much to do. But it's in many times and in many ways, it's brought about by ourselves. I know for myself, I can go through periods of being really overwhelmed in my business. There is more to do than I know how to get done. And I make more commitments than I'm able to fulfill. And then I wonder why I'm feeling stressed and overwhelmed. But this is a really extremely different situation where there hasn't been a level of control of the circumstances of those basics that we're used to. So this is a different kind of overwhelm. And maybe somewhere in this there are some gifts that we can take into our regular normal business lives once things get back to whatever we call normal. So first of all, I just want to say that this feeling behind, well, here's the good news. Absolutely everyone right now is behind. Everybody. Everybody from, you know, the leaders in the community down to you and me. We're all behind. Because that week that we just dealt with, it was very, very challenging to get anything done. Now, if you were one of the lucky people, fortunate people who had power, or one of the fortunate people who didn't have major damage to your home or family or any major losses in that regard, and you were trying to get work done or business done, it was just not going to happen last week because the focus of everyone else was on just the basics, just basic comforts, you know, food, water, shelter, and dealing with the trauma and the shock of what we've been seeing on the TV. So everybody is behind. That is the good news. And now here's where recalculating really comes in. Now, I talk about recalculating as being a way to have a new beginning or a do-over, a way to start again. And I say that you can recalculate at any time in life, just like you can when you're driving your car. So we can be in the car driving, and we hear that word recalculating, and the moment we hear that word, we've already got ourselves back on track. The satellites, the GPS, the technology, it's all done its job to already have us back on track, ready to head to our destination. Now, when we're in life and we take a wrong turn or things don't quite go how we expected they would, we can wander around aimlessly for a long time. And I think that's something that I'm dealing with right now too, is wondering where to start, how to get done what I've made commitments for. And, you know, I really do believe you can recalculate at any time in life just like you can when you're driving. And I have five directions for recalculating, and I'm going to do my best to make those appropriate for what we're dealing with right now in the tri-state area. So my number one direction for recalculating is to notice your off route. Okay, we're all on the same page there. Many of us are off route from where we thought we'd be 2 weeks ago. Number two is be willing to make a change. And I say that this is the most difficult one of the five directions for recalculating, being willing to make a change. Now, you may not be actually ready. You may not be ready to recalculate things to the level that you would like because your basics may not be together. You may have sustained damage to your home, so you're really trying to get the basics happening. You may have had no power. You are still trying to get the basics happening because that turns everything that you know and everything you're familiar with upside down. So I really want you to give yourself some room. A lot of room to be able to be okay with things not being where you thought they should be by this time and just to take the pressure off because we are the only ones who are putting pressure on ourselves. We're the ones in charge of that. So being willing to make that change. Now, if you say, no, Karen, I'm ready. I'm willing. I'm willing to make a change. I want to be in the driver's seat. I want to recalculate. Okay. Well, the next step is to look toward your destination. And now this is where some of the recalculating can really come in. You may have had all kinds of things planned, deadlines to meet, schedules made that you simply cannot work out how to fulfill or how to make work. And this is where starting to make some decisions quickly can be really helpful. One of my items I put on my roadmap for the future at the beginning of this year was to make decisions quickly because I noticed that it was something that I did. It was a habit I had that I would think about doing something. I would be concerned about it. I would move into the space of actually worrying about it. I was spending so much mental energy and then physical energy and time mulling over all the reasons why it may or may not work to take action in an area, and I put off making decisions. So it was really counterproductive in my life and in my business. And this is a time where I really recommend making decisions quickly. And we all really do know the answers for ourselves, and sometimes it takes a little bit of time and a little bit of peeling away the layers to get to those answers. And feel free to give yourself that room too. But at the same time, if you're clear about something and it urgently needs a decision, make the decision. You can always recalculate again. But if you make a decision, it gives you a new place to move forward from. So that's something that I would really recommend. So number three in our five directions for recalculating is to look toward your destination. So those goalposts, those destinations may have actually changed. And people are rescheduling and recalculating in major ways right now. I mean, from Mayor Bloomberg in New York City down, if you will remember on the weekend, there was going to be the New York Marathon, major event on the New York calendar. And the mayor was pushing through, we're going to have the marathon, we're going to have the marathon. And, you know, he ended up deciding to initially reschedule it, to postpone it, and then he made the decision to cancel it altogether. And this was a really big decision economically, on every level. And he didn't take it lightly, and in the end, he made a decision that whatever your opinion about it was for the best interests of the most people. And those resources got recalculated and reassigned from the marathon to people who desperately needed them. So I'm just bringing up this example that even major things that you may have thought were unable to be messed with, and that you would have bet your life 2 weeks ago on the New York Marathon happening, and because of extraordinary circumstances, it changed. So take a look at what's on your own calendar and what's happening in your own life and really ask yourself, see if you can find just a quiet moment and a little bit of space to make some decisions relatively quickly about them, so that you aren't feeling weighed down by what needs to happen in what may now have become an unrealistic period of time. Now, priorities and having your priorities worked out can be a really big part of that. And on a basic level, we've all had the experience of seeing what priorities are. And if it hasn't been for ourselves personally, it's been through the media and through hearing stories of our loved ones and our colleagues of what they've been dealing with in terms of priorities. And now, who would have thought that we would be dealing with priorities like basic food, water, clothing, shelter, safety, warmth, all of those things that in some ways we take for granted, or we're just used to them being there. I don't know if we even take them for granted so much as they're just given. They're a given. They are. It's given that they are going to be there, and they weren't there, and they're still not there for some people. But if you're listening to this and those particular things need to be dealt with, of course, they're going to have to be dealt with first, because functioning in a business capacity and in a life capacity without those things handled is, it's extremely difficult, and those things have to come first. So those things are really your priority. The basic priority is to get those things handled. And so it's really a back to basics situation, and a lot of people are in survival and recovery mode. And everybody has been dealing with a level of trauma. You know, I had an experience the other day of going to my yoga studio for what I thought was going to be a regularly scheduled class, and it was absolutely packed with people in the yoga room, in the foyer, in the entryway. There were people doing yoga everywhere you looked, and I said, what's going on? And the organizers, or the owners of the managers of the studio said, we've actually got this special community open day, and it's free yoga for anyone who wants to come, and we're teaching classes all day, and there were people in the kitchen and donating food and cooking this beautiful meal, and people just coming together, creating community and supporting each other. And it was a real wake-up call to me that people are traumatized. People want to be with people they love. They want to be with other people who understand what they've been dealing with, and they want support and connection and closeness. So have that however you need that, and don't be afraid of admitting that that's something that you really need, and reach out to people. I mean, pick up the phone, because this is a time for togetherness and for supporting each other through what has been a life event that many of us will always remember, because it's that big. Now, in terms of priorities and in terms of one schedule, if you do have those basics, or, you know, well, first of all, if you don't have those basics, give yourself so much room, okay? I'm going to give myself the rest of November to really settle into feeling like I have things together again, because it's going to take a while. You know, it's going to take a long time, and that's okay. It's actually normal, and I cannot emphasize enough how gentle, how important it is to be gentle with yourself during this time. Now, I took a look at my calendar. I'm fortunate that I run my own business, but I do have people to answer to. I have clients to answer to. It's not like I don't have to answer to anybody in any sense. But as things were unfolding, as I'm sure many of you did, I was looking at my calendar. I was looking at what I could reschedule, what I could postpone, what I wasn't going to be able to do or fulfill. And I really started to take care of things on a day-by-day basis. And now that we are, you know, a little bit further away from the actual event, I'm now looking at my schedule over the next few weeks and the next few months, and there are things that I've had to recalculate and reschedule. And I've had a major event on my calendar for November since I think it was March. I was booked for this event, a major event, and it involved a lot of people and a lot of moving parts and details. And today the organizer of that event contacted me and told me that they were thinking about postponing and rescheduling that event, but their contract with me was a factor and would I be able to honor that contract. And I had a great conversation with that client and I said, yes, of course I would be willing to honor that contract if they rescheduled the event. And later today, that's what I got the information back, and that's what has happened, is they have rescheduled this major, major event that's been on my calendar and theirs, and they have been working on for 6 months because everybody on their committee agreed unanimously, but that this was just not the time to be focusing efforts and energies on that particular event. And I've had that date planned for, as I said, 6 months. It was unthinkable that that would change, but like the New York Marathon, it has. And now the question is, okay, what next? How can I make the most of that changing, and how can I now look at my schedule and see what I can do best to keep some momentum going in my business at the same time as taking care of what needs to be taken care of? Now, that client is taking care of their people. I'm taking care of my client by allowing them to reschedule and honoring that booking, which under the circumstances, of course, that's my pleasure to do. But I'm giving you that example because people are changing big commitments all over the place, and it's okay. This is not something that happens all the time, and this is not the kind of situation that happens all the time. So it's not like you are flaky if you happen to reschedule something major at this point in the proceedings. And then again, it's really a case of taking it on an event-by-event basis or on a schedule-by-schedule basis to really look and be honest with yourself. Am I up to this at this point? You may need to sleep on it. It may not be a decision you can make quickly. Be honest with your coworker. Be honest with your boss. Be honest with your client. This is something I can deliver, but I need more time. This is something I can deliver, but I'm going to need backup and help. Or this is simply not something I can deliver. And that kind of honesty really takes something. It really takes some courage. It takes moving from the passenger seat to the driver's seat, that's for sure, and being somebody who is willing to be in charge of their own experience. And, you know, I often say, and this is just so perfect for this time, that you cannot always choose what happens to you in life, and Hurricane Sandy is a great example of that, but you can always choose how you react to it. You can always choose your experience. Now, I know it seems like we can't, and I'm not saying don't allow yourself to have the feelings you're having, but what I am saying is when the rubber meets the road, you are the person who gets to choose how you react. And there comes a point to be able to say, okay, I'm just going to put that aside for the moment, and I'm going to take care of what I need to take care of to get this job done, to get to that destination. And then number five in my five directions for recalculating, or number four being moved from the passenger seat to the driver's seat, and number five is to take an action. And for right now, it might be a lot of very small actions, because the larger actions may not be so available to us, or there could be all kinds of circumstances in the way of us taking the major action we want to take, but to just keep moving, to stay in motion, moving forward. Stopping and getting stuck in that energy is really not very helpful at all. So that is just what I would be saying, is to really be somebody who's willing to be the person who takes an active part, be in the driver's seat, be the person who reschedules something first rather than waiting and seeing what the other person will do. That really takes courage, and that is real leadership, to be in the driver's seat, to take charge of that schedule. And it's a perfect time to practice that. You know, one of the reasons it can be frightening to go through this kind of experience is the uncertainty and the feeling that things are beyond our control. So control the things you know you can control. Take care of yourself. Get good rest. It's been a heck of a time, but if you can maintain getting good rest, it makes all of those other challenges so much easier. And find ways to feel good. That might seem so far from where you are right now, but if you can find something to laugh about, if you can call somebody or spend time with somebody or watch something, if you do have power, that entertains you and gives you some relief from the heaviness of what's been going on and the overwhelmed feelings, then I recommend doing that. Just those basics of eating well and drinking water and getting good rest and just being able to be kind and gentle with ourselves during what is really an extreme situation. So I am going to tell you one more time five directions for recalculating. Now, number one is to notice your off route. I think pretty much across the board we notice that right now. Number two is to be willing to make a change. Number three is to look toward your destination. And this particular situation, your destination may have changed with a lot of the things that you're working toward right now. You may have had to make new decisions. So look toward that destination. Move from the passenger seat to the driver's seat. A great time to be practicing being in charge of your schedule and how you spend your time, who you spend it with, and how you experience it. And then taking action. One little direction at a time, being able to move things forward and to be able to just not beat ourselves up, not to be so hard on ourselves about what's going on. And maybe it's as simple as just really beginning every conversation with a client, with a coworker, with a boss, with somebody that you're working with about checking in with them. How is their family? Are they safe? Do they need anything? Sometimes when we take the focus off ourselves, it makes it a lot easier to, it makes it easier to be more constructive with ourselves and to not be having the pity party with ourselves, which I know I excel at that. I excel at beating myself up and feeling badly when I'm not performing to my recovering perfectionist level that I expect things are supposed to be. When I take my focus off myself and get my focus off over onto other people, that's when things are much better. It's where I find some relief. And just in adding to that, to create some kind of game in some respect. I mean, this is a chance. Look for opportunities. This is a chance to connect with other people. Vulnerability can bring out the best in people, and we work really hard at pretending everything's okay a lot of the time as human beings. And this is a time when if things really aren't that okay, just be with it. Be able to have that courage and let go and be able to let people see the vulnerability in what you're dealing with. And being in contact with loved ones, with neighbours, with strangers, because we're all having a shared experience. You know, people have reached out to me from all over the world to check in that I'm okay and that my family is safe. Now, that wouldn't have happened if this hadn't happened. I certainly would not have ever wished for this to happen, this hurricane. But it's been beyond my control, and the outcome of having so many people reach out and check in with me has been truly heartwarming, and I am going to enjoy that outcome. Now, the other part about taking the focus off ourselves to create a game. This is, you know, this can be a chance, an opportunity to unclutter one drawer or one cupboard, or to donate something that has been sitting around that could be used really and is really needed right now. And we all have seen so many opportunities to donate. So take that as an opportunity. Again, be gentle. Take one little step at a time. Maybe you put a bag near your front door and decide I'm going to put one thing in it every day for the next week. That is breaking it down into little steps, one step at a time, toward creating something for somebody else. So I thank you for joining me and spending a little bit of time with me looking at how to recalculate, how to not feel behind. Just if you take nothing else away from this, I want you to remember that if you feel behind, just know that everyone is behind. It's even. We're all behind. And if we can just take it one step at a time and be able to really literally breathe through this rather than feeling like we are under the gun. Everybody is behind, and we're going to start again. Tomorrow morning is another opportunity to start again, to choose small steps to take. And I just wish you all the best in recalculating as you go.